Well, Australia has a housing affordability crisis. We all know that. And advocates fear it's going to get worse in coming months without an immediate injection of government funding. But as groups who are working in the area brace for a big increase in the number of homeless Australians, they say they have not been able to get a meeting with Michael Sukkar since his appointment as Federal Minister for Homelessness. Now, one group has written to the Prime Minister to ask him to intervene. Gavin Coote reports.
On Melbourne's northern urban fringe, it's estimated 250 people in the satellite town of Sunbury are sleeping rough. Baptist Minister Paul Craig is among those trying to help.
It's very hard to pin down because they're not like sleeping on the street. They're often couch surfing, moving from house to house, sometimes camping in the back of a friend's place, sometimes living in their cars.
Some of the local churches in Sunbury have been used as overnight accommodation. And in more recent times, Paul Craig's helped run a program which leases private properties and caravans for homeless people.
It seems to have been very competitive for the rental market. We've been trying to help a single mum, for instance, who's come out of rehab and done, you know, a lot of work over the last 12 months, help her to get a house with her two children. And there is just nothing.
Jenny Smith is the chair of Homelessness Australia, which is forecasting a worsening situation for people in housing stress.
We're in a lot of trouble, really. We've got a triple whammy at the moment with the end of the rental moratoriums, reduction in the job seeker payment rate, and I think we're all seeing housing that was already unaffordable become completely unaffordable. On top of that, we're looking down the barrel of a more than $56 million, more than 500 worker cut to our sector at the end of June.
Jenny Smith's been unable to get a meeting with Michael Sukkar, who was appointed Housing Minister in 2019 and also given the homelessness portfolio last year.
Our door is open and we would love to be talking about solutions and working in partnership with the Minister and with the government. So if we could get a meeting, it would be very positive.
Adrian Pisarski is the CEO of National Shelter, another peak body which was talking regularly with ministerial staff during the pandemic.
We've had good access in that sense, but we haven't yet in the whole time that Minister Sukkar has been there been able to secure a meeting with him. I would note that when the Prime Minister was Treasurer and had responsibility for housing, he always found time to meet with us. So it's just strange when somebody has social housing and homelessness added to their title that peaks that cover those areas can't get access to the Minister himself.
Have you had any reason or any response detailing why you haven't been able to secure that face-to-face meeting?
No, and we've not even received responses to the correspondence that we've written to the Minister. So there's just been a black hole.
Jason Clare is the Shadow Minister for Housing and Homelessness.
He's been the Minister for Homelessness now for 135 days. We've got more Australians homeless today than ever before. And we've got a minister who doesn't think it's his job to do something about it.
Some of these organisations have been able to meet at least with the ministerial staff. Would it be fair to say there is a dialogue going on here and that the government is engaging on this issue?
Well, not enough. They're not listening to what these organisations are saying, which is that we desperately need to build more housing for homeless Aussies. And it's not good enough that the minister's not meeting with them. You know, frankly, it's just unbelievable.
In a statement to PM, a spokesman for the Minister, Michael Sukkar, says while the responsibility for housing rests with states and territories, the Commonwealth has provided $8.2 billion this financial year to improve housing and homelessness. Since taking on the responsibilities, the spokesman says the minister and his office have met with numerous stakeholders and peak bodies. While Adrian Pisarski from National Shelter understands the Property Council and Master Builders Association have personally met the minister, he thinks it's odd that housing welfare groups haven't.
Well, we've had a 70-year history of federal-state partnership. We don't think the federal government has to do it all. We think they have to show leadership.
National Shelter CEO Adrian Pisarski, Gavin Coote with that report.